In Jabal refugee camp in Chad live some 22,000 Darfuris who fled Sudan and the Janjaweed in 2004. They live in safety, but many are frustrated they can't truly provide for their families or for themselves. Desperation has forced some to look elsewhere to provide for their families, but it's also brought them back to the camp, their efforts thwarted. Yahya Juma Haroon is a tall, dark, and very thin man wearing a white jalabia. His face carries the weight of his worries, despair. In a raspy voice, he says he originally wanted to go to Europe. The 45-year-old has two wives with seven children each, and he wanted to make money for his children to go to school full-time. In 2014, he decided first to go to northern Chad, where he had heard that you could work in the gold mines for a decent wage.
I was with some Chadians, and we asked a man to help us. We went north of the gold mines to work to pay back the money we owed to him for bringing us here. We stayed there 1 year, but don't know how much money we made to pay off our debts. We are first in Kouri Bougoudi on the Libyan border for 6 months. Then the boss was warned the police were coming, so they took us to the mines in Kalinga in Libya. The Chadians sold us to Libyans. I went with the head of the workers to demand our rights, and they talked to us. They beat us.
Yahya was desperate to get out of Libya.
I escaped from there, but they captured me again and beat me again.
Constantly beaten, separated from his family, he wasn't well.
Some of the traders saw the state I was in, so they paid off my debt and freed me. I came back home to Jabal Camp.
He came back home empty-handed. As a slave, he was never paid for his work.
Life is very difficult when I think about this. Very difficult.
Yahya feels helpless, but with his broken body, he can't do heavy labor, and he's not sure how he can work or where he'd get a job in the camp.
I said I would go because I will help my family. I'm strong. But after that ordeal of coming back here, I'm very sad. I'm not able to help my family.
Abdel Rashid Isaac Hassan has a slightly different migrant story. As a student in Darfur, he fled to Khartoum when the war broke out in 2003 to continue his studies. But the government crackdown on students pushed him to go to Egypt. He couldn't continue his education there, so he went to yet another country.
There were 15 of us, and we decided to cross the border from Egypt to Israel. We were looking for protection. While we ran to cross the border, Egyptian soldiers shot at us and killed six. I was one of the survivors, and we reached Israel. On the way to Israel, when the Egyptian soldiers shot them on the border, I was slightly injured, but I could run and survive.
That injury proved to be his downfall in Israel. He received a temporary visa, but couldn't work in heavy construction in Tel Aviv, which was his only option. Israelis didn't discriminate against him because he was a Muslim, he says.
Some of them are kind. Most of them don't like Darfuri people or black people. From time to time, they held protests and told their government to send us back to our homeland.
After living off the kindness of other Darfuris, he realized he needed to go home.
I asked the Israelis to send me back to my family. I couldn't work hard, and there, the work in Israel is very hard, only construction. That's why I asked them, and they said they were willing to send me back as long as I was asking them to go back to my family. When I arrived in Egypt, I tried to return to Sudan on my own, but the Egyptian government insisted on sending me via plane. When we arrived in the airport in Khartoum, we were stopped. The security came, as if they already knew us. They selected us from all the people. Security forces tortured me. They took all my property.
The Egyptian government notified Khartoum that he had been in Israel. They said Abdel Rashid was a spy, and they tortured him for 3 months. Tearfully, he recalls the time.
The security in Khartoum tortured us badly. They've been putting us in ice and cold water. They also beat us very, very badly in Khartoum. I can't even tell you all the torture they did to me.
Abdel Rashid came to the camp for the first time in 2013 to be with his family and to feel safe. But his injuries sustained from the torture prevent him from working or doing heavy lifting. Unfortunately, he's more frustrated than before. Reporting for RFI from Jabal Refugee Camp, this is Laura Angela Bagnetto.